Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas, Rav Naftali, Berabi Cheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Pei Dalet. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph says that a person should not enjoy or indulge with everything that he has. Limda Toya Dech Eretz, Shalo Yoichal Odom Bosor L'Bahazmon HaZois. Don't do it the whole time, just have it infrequently, as if someone has to go and hunt animals every time he has to eat. And then in Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, Lo'ilom yoichal odom v'ishte pachos b'mashi yashloi. Don't spend everything you have on your food and drink. But v'ichabet ishte yuvonov yoise b'mashi yashloi. He should give for his wife and children more than what he has. Why? Shem tluyim boy. They depend on him. V'hu tluy b'mishe omar v'ho yoholom. And he depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Gemara needs beer. What does it mean? His wife and children depend on him, so he should give them more than what he has. And he depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on him it says he should not spend more than what he has. But if he depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why should he not spend more than what he has? What's the idea that his wife and children, he spends on them more because they depend on him, and by him you don't say that? So I, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in the Sichas Musar, Tav Shalom Edbei Sicha Chavov, that he goes on in length to speak about the idea of Midas HaBitochen. He goes on based on the Gemara and Tainis regarding the story of the Chuldo and Bor, that if someone comes and puts his reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports him whatever he needs. And that's the Gemara there in Tiny says, in Akshomim Yordim El Bishlbal Le'amono, when a person has Bitochen and Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings the rain. So says the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that's the pshat in the Gemara over here regarding the wife and children. The wife and children completely depend on him. So they have the full reliance on him. If they have the full reliance on him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him what he needs to give them. Because they rely on him, and he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he may, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him everything he needs to support them. And he says that the pshat in the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'anoichi arisis kolom hazeh manichi l'tihu, how can I come and carry this whole nation? Says Mashma, if really Moshe Rabbeinu would give birth to an entire nation, so he would be able to carry them, because they rely on him. If they rely on him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him sustenance that way. The fact that they completely rely on him, that's what brings them the parnasa and the koyach and the shefa to give them, so that he can give them more than what he has. Now the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz needs a little bit more beer, first of all. What's the pshat that they're relying on him and they're not relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And why by them relying on him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them parnasa? And in addition, what's shot that he himself cannot spend on himself as much? What about his reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But the core of the explanation in this is based on two nekudas, two agdomas. One is, we'll start with what Rav Yochanan Perla learns in the Rasag in Mitzvah Aseh Tzadikei, where the Rasag there says, Rechav gvulcho v'saviso tedashne tuvi v'tizbo. So some mitzvah, that when you want something, then you could go on and fulfill your need. So it says in Rav Yochanan Perla that the Rasag learns that what it says by us in our Gemara, Derech Eretz, it's not just a Derech Eretz. It's actually a mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa is that person should be mistapek memuot, and only if he really has a taiva for something, then he can go and get what he needs. But he should not constantly spend on himself whatever he has and more than what he has. Meaning he learns that our Gemara over here is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And Rav Tzadik HaKoyen in Eisa Oichel Oishei says that what's the Eitzah to be misgaber and taiva? It's to be oichel b'mesinus. A person should not go and run to eat whatever he wants. He has to go and prepare himself. He has to go and do it slowly. So he doesn't go and run after everything he wants. The good number two is Rav Tzadik and the Sefer Divrei Sofrim Oishud Beis. He explains that the Isha and Banim L'chora, they are depend on the husband. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is, he gives Shefa to the men, and from the men it goes to his wife and children. And that's the pshat that my Seadayim go to the husband, Mashiner senes v'retenes goes al shmoi, because she's all dependent fully on the husband. So immediately based on this, we get a better picture of what's going on in our Gemara. Of course, when a person relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him shefa ad bli dai. But the Derech Eretz is, don't go and spend everything you have. So the man that he gets the shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's supposed to use it in a way that he doesn't fully utilize everything that he has for his food. That's what it means. That's the mitzvah the Rasag says to do. That's the limdcha Torah Derech Eretz that a person should have only bazmano. So from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, he should not spend it fully. So the man we're focusing, whatever he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't spend too much. But the wife is stage number two. She didn't get yet. He needs to give to the wife. How much can he give to the wife? More than what he has. Why? Because she's completely relying on him. So because she's completely relying on him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him shefa to support her. So based on the second of Tzadik, the pshat is, he got the shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what do you do with it? Now he has to go and be mashpia on to the next one. That shefa he had, because they're relying on him, comes the Yisrael of Chaim Shulavitz, so there'll be a shefa blidai to give them as well. Once they get it, they should maybe not use everything he's giving them. This seems to be the direction to understand this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.